Blog Talk Radio.
This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio here at PSM International, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in and tuning in today to be a part of our dynamic show. I tell you, it is wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God just to be able to come into your living rooms, your bedrooms, wherever our voice is heard, and be a part of your day. It's just a wonderful blessing. I thank and praise God for each of you, for your prayers and your support. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, boy, what an awesome, awesome time we had on yesterday here on the show. I'm still bathing in the Word of God. Oh, my goodness, our God is awesome how he just does. I got off the radio. I told you guys the water was coming. It rained again here in Detroit like cats, dogs, and little kids falling out the sky. I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. My. The Word of God is so quick. It's so quick, praise God. Now the sun is shining. I guess we can sing the song, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow. The sun is shining. It looks like we're going to have a better day today. Praise God. And I just pray that all of the saints are saved and safe. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have some more today, praise God, some more teaching on that we were dealing with on yesterday, praise God, with King David and how he was showing us where favor would take you. Praise the Lamb of God. When destiny and favor kiss, where that will take you and what you need to do, how you need to reposition yourself, redefine yourself. We're going to go further today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's a wonderful day. Gabriella Noel Shakespeare is here with me in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. She has a testimony she's going to be sharing a little later in the show. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful baby she is. Come on, Gabby, and say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Gabby Goop is here with her daddy, and we're just so thankful for having a wonderful daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. And she just finished eating some of Daddy's spaghetti casserole. You didn't eat it? Almost. She said she almost finished. She's still on it. Praise the Lamb of God that I made yesterday from scratch just for her. Yeah. Well, and angels, don't leave that out. Praise the Lord. So I just want you all to know that Gabby's here with me. You can go back and finish eating and come on back. Here, I want to show you this. Come here, Gabby. You got to see this. How do I pull it back up? Wait a minute, I messed up. Oh, boy. So I see Bertha's in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Look like my granddaughter's coming in, too. Oh, what a wonderful thing. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to have my daughters and my sons in the ministry all just on the show daily with me. This is the love of the day. Just to have you all participating. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I think this granddaughter coming on right now. Let's see. Somebody, let me see what I can do. 331 Eric Cole.
Hey. It's granddaughter.
That was a wonderful hi. Hello. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a hey, huh? Boy, oh, boy. Is things that bad?
It's been a rough night, Granddad.
Yeah, she had a rough night. I didn't have a good one either. But this is the day the Lord has made. Ain't no sense in complaining about the night when the morning has come. Praise the Lord. I tossed, I turned, I prayed, I tossed, I turned, and I prayed. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. But I promise you this, my God, my God, my God, God is still on the throne. Praise God. Well, did you have to go to the doctor some last night?
You know, no, Andre's leg was hurting him all night, his knee, and I felt like I had been in a fight all night. I woke up, my hip was hurting, my knee was hurting. I said, oh, God, but I pressed through, and we went to the doctor. He's going to have his surgery next week, so we're going to be all right.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray him through just like we do. And we're going to watch God do what he do. We're going to watch God do what he do again. Hallelujah. Because he's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Andre, my son, it's got to get better for him. But we got to expect some kind of attack of the enemy, right? Yeah, you
Amen.
Do. You got to expect the enemy to do something. When you being blessed and going through your transition and everything and you smiling and happy, you got to expect Satan to get in somebody or get on something or touch something. Praise the Lamb of God. Try to distract you. You understand what I'm saying? Praise the Lamb. All you got to do is hold on, praise the Lord, just a little while longer. Help is on the way, and I believe it in my sanctified soul, praise the Lamb of God, that is on the way today in the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus. Bertha Pruitt! Now she don't want to talk. You see that? She pushed one. Now she don't want to talk to us. Bertha. Oh, Bertha. Hello, Bertha.
I know she
pushed
does.
One. I guess she'll come on. Praise God. I see here. Ophelia is with us. Praise the Lamb of God. She's chiming in. There's some others, and we thank and praise God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know, Bertha didn't push one. Now she done unpush one, and she pushing it again. Let me see, can I get her back? Bertha.
That's not me, Prophet. That's you. I said hello.
No. You as red as a Christmas tree. Praise the Lamb of God. But we're glad we got you. No problem. Praise the Lamb of God. Ophelia, how you doing today?
I'm good, Apostle. Hi, Don Bertha. Hi, Shaquan.
Hi, Ophelia.
Just like I just got to finish saying, you have to expect some technical difficulties. Praise the Lamb of God. When you in blessed mode, you must expect the devil to do something. He got to get upset one way or another. Something got to go wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. That the righteousness of God can prevail. Hallelujah. The Lord is our, what I'm trying to say, our strength and our weakness, not in our strength. Hallelujah. He can't show us a mighty until the devil get in the way. Oh, my goodness. Then he come forth. Yes, he does every time, every time. And he makes things right in our lives for us. And I love him today. I love God today. I'm excited about God. I guess I can't feel. I've been through storm, rains, all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. The promises of God are manifesting in the lives of the saints. And we better just get happy about what God's doing and forget all the rest of the mess, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful day in Zion as far as I feel. It's a wonderful day. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm happy for you today. You, and even you. Praise God about what God is doing in your lives. Hallelujah. Uh-oh, Prophet Darryl with us, y'all. We on board the ship now, I bet. Darryl, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous this morning, Apostle. How are you doing? How's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, son, how you doing?
Good, Prophet.
Yeah, we blessed, man. We thanking God and praising God. Hallelujah. Right on, keeping it right on 10 right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was sharing earlier, praise God, we had a wonderful show yesterday. The teaching was on point. We're going to do some more of that. I want to finish that dynamic chapter, if we can, that we was in on 2 Samuel yesterday. Praise God. So much good information was downloaded in the spirit and, praise the Lamb of God, to each of us. Praise God, as we did our best to share what the Spirit was revealing to us. I read over all of that again last night and got double joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Know why? Because it's a time and a season, people of God. Hallelujah. When the promises are being processed to manifest, Lamb of God, you must come to the point of realization. It's the Lamb of God. That a season has arrived in your life that the devil can't take.
That's it.
I'm going to say it one more time because y'all weren't listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to say it one more time. When the promises of God are being processed in your life, you must recognize that a season has come. A season of grace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That cannot be taken away from you by the devil in hell. The only one can mess up is you. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. You ever seen somebody and you say they had everything going for them and they messed it up? That's what I'm talking about right there. That's the kind of mess up I'm talking about. Right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. If you are one of those, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord has earmarked for promised manifestation in this season, it's because you're coming into a season, praise the Lamb of God, of grace. Hallelujah. That's on you. It's not just about, and I keep trying to tell the people of God, that it's not just about material things. being given to you and manifest in your life.
That's right.
Oh, my God. No. It's about a new position.
Yeah.
Now you with me. I felt that in the spirit. Yes, God. Hallelujah. It's about a new position. Praise the Lamb of God that God is molding you to, that he's placing you in his glory in your story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God. Just watch what I tell you, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's a new day. It's a new time. It's a new season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And some of us is just going to have to recognize that some old things is going to have to be left behind.
Yes, definitely.
Old people are going to have to be left behind in some old ways. You're going to have to change your ways. Don't worry. If you change, I promise you, if you change, praise the Lamb of God, everything's going to change.
All
you got to do is just change and see what happens. Everything's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I have decided to let change have a perfect work in me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't mind changing when changing is for my betterment, the Lamb.
Amen.
Change me, Lord, change. A wonderful change. I said a wonderful change has come over me. Praise the Lamb of God. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Each of your lives today, don't allow the enemy, the Lamb of God, to bring you into the snare of the bondage again. Hallelujah. That you have been suffering all these years. Your time has come. Your breakthrough is here. Your escape route made. The shackles have fell off your feet so you can dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The burden is being lifted. I'm talking to you. Burden is being lifted. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't let the burden be lifted. Don't let the shackles fall off your feet. Don't get free and don't have a plan, praise the Lamb of God, for your freedom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because when you ain't got a plan for your freedom, you're going to be back in bondage again.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, there's a man right now in jail who want to get out. And they found the parole board and everything trying to get out, but they don't have a plan when they get out.
Jesus.
And they wind back up in jail again. No plan for your freedom. No plan for your deliverance.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. A plan is a vision.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The people have no vision. They perish.
That's
I ain't going to get much out of the prophet down.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know to stop me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm giving out too much information. My God, my God. I'm just trying to help. I want somebody to be blessed in this season. Praise the Lamb of God.
Come on,
my sons, my daughters. Oh, I want y'all to be blessed. I want y'all to take this manna and run with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Pray for the vision of your promise. Lord, I want my promise. Give me the vision. So when I get it, I know what to do with it.
Hallelujah.
I want to make this season. It can't be like the last one. It can't be like the one before that. I need you to give me a vision. Hallelujah. A plan of action. A trajectory. Some objectives to reach the goal so I can glorify your name. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody. Neighbor, touch a friend. Tell them the prophet is on the air. Touch a neighbor. Reach out and touch. Today is, praise the Lamb of God, this is our week of promotion. Praise the Lamb of God. You're inviting people on the show, turning people on to the show, letting them know we hear Twitter, Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God. Link and link it up. Link it however you do it. Text now, everybody. Glad, glit, gloom, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Get the word out. Get the word out at work, in the school, in the playground, in the supermarket, in the marketplace. Get the word out. PSM Live is on the air Tuesday through Friday from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. And the glory of the Lord is here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Miracles 416-568. Somebody needs to jump on here. Somebody needs to jump on here and be a part of this live show today. You're listening to my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You say he sounds like God. Sound like God in his voice. Error code 4656-49818. I need a blessing. I need things to turn around. I need the shower and the power of God's rain on me. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 646-564-9818. You can call in to be a part of our live show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I listened to the over yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God that came on the show. And the testimonies were so beautiful and so timely. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Gabriella Noel Shakespeare. Gabby. Come here, baby. Ooh. I want y'all to listen. And then we're going to go to prayer. I want y'all to listen to this because it's going to release something on the show today. Yeah, they need more. Oh, boy, I wish there was more people on here today. Boy, oh, boy, Gabby is going to tell you all something. Praise the Lamb. Gabriella, I want you to tell your testimony today to the people of God. I want them to hear so that their faith will be increased, baby. See, everybody don't have faith like you. You know what I mean?
That's your
responsibility to sound the trumpet, to tell it what God has done, you know? Yeah. Come on, talk.
Okay. Well, my granny was sick, very sick, and she was at the hospital. So my mom told me to pray for her, and as soon as I prayed for her, she was healed. And she was healed fastly, and then I was like, how did that happen? And then my mom was like, God healed my grandmother because I prayed for her. And so then I was very glad and happy for my grandmother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The mouth of babes is suffering. Is the Lamb of God. Thou has perfected praise. Thank you, baby girl. Praise the Lamb of God. Went to the hospital. Mother took her to the hospital. Grandmother laying there sick as can be. Praise the Lamb of God. And her mother said, Gabby, you going to pray for grandmama. Hallelujah, to be healed. Grandma and Gabby said, yes, I will. And I've seen Gabby lay hands on other people, too. I really have. Praise the Lamb of God. Other, especially older people seem like always want Gabriella to pray for them. And Gabby lay hands on their heads, and she prays for them. And she prayed for her grandmother. And from what I have heard, it was a instantaneous response from God.
Amen.
It was like her and God's hand laid on her at the same time. Grandmama set up dead in a matter of minutes. The doctor comes in and she says, I don't know what happened, but I feel brand new. And they examined her, discharged her from the hospital, and sent her home. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yesterday, Marjorie came on and told us her husband got a clean bill of health this week. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe Monday gave him a clean bill of health. Now, I know Marjorie's husband ain't alive. You better believe that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But a clean bill of health at his age. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, God is releasing the healing balm. Praise the Lamb of God. Go ahead to make the wounded whole. God is releasing it. Hallelujah. Yeah, the fire of God, the warmth of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And guess what? We can get it right here on this show. You don't have to be in the presence. Praise the Lamb of God. All you need is the presence of God. Hallelujah. And on this worship day, I want you to know that our God is a healer. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is a healer. Hallelujah. Boy, we got our intercessors here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want Athelia to come. And she's going to pray. Praise God. We're going to do a little praying today now, people of God. Hallelujah. Because this kind of prayer, I'm feeling the warmth already just coming all over my head. Oh, my God. I feel God here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he is. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. I want Athelia to come and pray. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
I was sick and shut in. All of you, I want you to know that I am challenging the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, to manifest as it did in days of old.
Yes,
it said,
yes,
and he,
yes,
all of them was healed. Not some of them, not one of them.
All of
Hello,
them.
Light.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But as many as they brought, they laid them in the streets even. So somebody's shadow would pass over them. Hallelujah. That they might be healed. I believe we serve the same God today.
Hallelujah.
I believe the very air we breathe has enough God in it that
Hallelujah.
God can manifest and heal you right where you are.
Amen.
Hello, Lightbulb. I believe he's a deliverer.
Yes, yes, he is.
I believe he can break you out of whatever it is that's holding you in bondage.
Yes,
praise
yes,
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't care what it is.
Thank
my
you.
God is able to do abundantly
yes,
more than we can ask or expect. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, when the saints go to worship. Hallelujah.
Yes,
When the saints, that's when.
Jesus.
The deliverance come forth, people of God. Hallelujah. Saints get on one accord.
Thank you.
Praise Jesus. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know God can break every chain today. Praise the Lamb. Come on, I feel you.
Hallelujah. Glory Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Great I am, sustainer and redeemer. Hallelujah. Provider and sanctifier in the name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, Father God, for the fire of God to come through this line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ignite the fire of Christ in every soul, every spirit, and every mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the healing virtue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's going through every room of every hospital, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for restoration in their body, mind, and soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, give you glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to your name on this day, Father God. We lift you on high, Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue, Father God, that's going through the nursing homes right now, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for going into the prison rooms, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touching their mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They have a mind that is sober, a mind that is diligent, a mind that is strong and fortified by the blood of Jesus, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for those who are without a home, Father God. You are keeping them out of harm's way, Father God, that you have clothed them and fed them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you have released angels charged over their lives right now, Jesus, that you have sent a blessing in their way, Father God, in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every
lips,
Father God, that will give you worship, that will give you praise on this day. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for you, where would we be in the name of Jesus, Father God? We give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up the house full of Fullwood right now, Father God. We say healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in his body right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for turning it back. We thank you, Father God, for his save, his return of diagnosis, Father God. In the name of Jesus, he has no ailment. He has no sickness. He has no disease. In the name of Jesus, we cast it out right now, Father God. We break the past to the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now. We rebuke the gates of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We break it back and
God, to move by your power, God.
God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, oh God. Manifest yourself, oh God.
In the name
of Jesus, heal, Lord. Heal the wandering mind, oh God. Heal the sensitive soul, oh God. Somebody's body, oh God. It's wrecked with pain. Heal, God. I know that you will. And I know that, God. Oh, Jesus. I know you're able to heal today. I know you can set free, oh, God. Set free today, oh, God. Somebody is bound, oh, God. But, God, I know you can. And I know that you have everything, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's body, oh, God, is wrecking in pain. Somebody got scorching fever. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wave your banner, God. Oh, God. Somebody's mind is troubled. But God, wave your banner. Somebody
has a
God, wave your banner of healing.
Wave your banner
of deliverance. Wave your banner of every God. In the name of Jesus, I know you can, God. I know that you will. Do it, see love and above all. In the name of Jesus, heal the lungs, God. Somebody's lungs is messed up, oh, God. God, heal today, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody, oh, God, get back trouble. Somebody got a slip disc, oh, God. But God,
thank you, God.
Thank you.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank the Father of your power.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We know you at the
glory to your name,
Jesus. For your glory,
glory.
You belong to you, God. You are a man. You know the heart of one man.
Yes, yes.
I do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen the heart.
Oh,
strengthen the heart. Strengthen the heart. Strengthen the heart. We come against blockage in the heart. We come against blockage in the heart. We come against slow beating of the heart. In the name of Jesus, the heart shall be readily. In the name of Jesus, break the
destroy the bondages of your flesh. Destroy every yoke. Yes, Lord.
Do it for your glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. God, do it for your glory. Lord, do it for your glory. Yes, you do it for your glory.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah, see you. Jehovah, Rabbi.
Your glory works
for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Our Father. We have petitioned you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The healing God. Now we command the healing balm.
Yes,
Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God, our healer, God, our restorer.
Yes, Jesus.
Right this atmosphere, Father.
Jesus.
I heal cancer now. Command cancer to go. In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Every cancer. Every form of cancer. We command it to go by the power.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, mighty name.
God, yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God, we command it to go now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Yes.
God. Every tumor. Every fibroid tumor. We command you to wither and die, shrink. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Put your hands on the woman's ovaries. I command the fallopian tube open. Hallelujah. And be restored in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh God, migraine headache. Under the host. Under the Bahashata. Oh God. Under the Roboshata. Restoration under the mental capacity. Yes, God. Mental illness. My God, lay your hand, Father, on their heads. In Jesus' mighty name. You're able today, to restore the.
Yes, Lord.
What they call Alzheimer's, oh God. You are able today to restore, to give back. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
there is none like you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. You were wounded for our transgressions. Yes, God. Bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace upon you. By your stripes healed, oh God. It's your time to work, Father. We give you glory. Give you glory, Father. Not to give us a name, but to make your name great in the earth, oh God. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders and miracles, Father, you promised. We release the miracle of healing today over your people. Yes, God. Somebody's ankles is swollen, God. Somebody's... Command it to regulate according to your perfect will. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua. Yes, back pain. Hallelujah. Hip pain. Herniated disc. God, I command strength. I command strength. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Spinal columns. I command strength. Hallelujah. The backs, legs. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody needs you now, Father. Somebody needs you now. Hallelujah. Somebody's laying in a bed with your arms stretched. He's touching you now. In G, be thou made whole.
Yes.
This name, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Hallelujah.
Jesus name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Our God is able. Yes, he is right where you are. We command the healing. We command the healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. I believe God, I believe God, and I believe him right now. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, there's nobody like you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. Oh, God, let those gallstones pass through in Jesus' mighty name. But I command them to come forth. I command them to come forth. Those polyps of colon dissipate in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, your God. Your God today.
Thank you, Father God.
Congestive heart failure. Father, you healed my heart.
Yes, Lord.
The same healing. Release on your every heart condition. Valves be open. Arteries be unclogged.
Yes, Lord.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, God. Every lung condition.
Jesus.
Oh, my God in heaven. You're able to. You're able today. Touch.
Yes, Lord.
We command the healing. We command it, God. In your mighty name.
In your name.
In your mighty name. Oh, God, yeah, there you are. Oh, there it is. It's our God here. Yes, God. Yes, God. Lift your hands to you. Yes, God. Yes, God. We receive your healing power. We
receive. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shut our temple to be right for you, God. Shut a race that's for us. Oh, for your glory, your glory, for your glory, your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Your glory, God.
Hallelujah.
For your glory.
In the name.
Oh, yes, God.
That's above every name.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I see a little boy. I see a young boy. I see a young boy that's...
Thank you, young boy, that's sick.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is healing you now. Look like you're walking into the doctor's office. Praise the Lamb of God. Going
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You can't be no more than 5 or 6, 7 years old. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God is healing you with that checkered blue and gray shirt on. Praise the Lamb of God. Look like stripes in it. Hallelujah. Of course. Hallelujah. God is healing you. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. Oh, kidney failure. It's the Lamb of God. God's a healer today, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you can generate. There's nothing you can't do. You can grow new ones right in their bodies. We command the healing virtue over your people. Ah, God, yes. Release now. In Jesus' name. God, put your name in our mouths again. Put your name in our mouths again. Let us get it. Hallelujah. Praise in our mouth.
Jesus.
It's back in your people's minds.
Jesus.
Jesus. World that don't believe that you live, God. Give yourself a mighty name, God. Oh, God, in a world that doubts you, that doubts your church, that doubts the people. Show yourself, Father. Show yourself brand new. You God by yourself. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we love and adore you today. We love and adore you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, that is another thyroid condition. Obesity. Hallelujah, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, the healing virtue of God on that woman. Healing virtue of God on that woman, God. Touch down. Touch down. Jesus, my name.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Under the Rabahasha. Let the river. Hallelujah. From your throne, God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Your praise.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
This is the children's bread, Father. And we are engrafted into the vine. We are your children. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, and we hold you to your word, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory,
oh, we give
Jesus.
We give you praise.
Yes,
we give
God.
You honor. We give you glory. We give you majesty. We give you might.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. There is none like you. There
Hallelujah.
Is none like you. Hallelujah.
We
yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my soul
Thank
magnifies
God.
Christ.
Thank you, God.
My Savior.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
I feel
yes,
God
Lord.
Here, people of God. I feel God. Yes,
yes
I do.
Lord.
Yes,
it's
I do. Hallelujah. I don't have to fake
Thank
this.
You,
I feel God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Lord, you, we embrace your presence, Lord.
Adore you, God. I adore you.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus. That's okay. Hold
yes,
on.
God.
We reverence you, Lord, your majesty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. El Shaddai, bless you, God. El Shaddai, oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. God.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Glory, glory.
Jesus.
Woo!
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
My God, I love him today. Praise him. Well,
what
it's Worship Wednesday, and we're praising God. I'm trying, people of God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me and told me that he had healed many today. Praise the Lamb of God
Hallelujah.
Because of your people of God.
Amen.
Prophet
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Althea.
Thank you
so much.
Jesus.
Thank you, granddaughter. Thank you, all the saints of God
Thank
that prayed
Jesus.
With. My God, my God. When the saints go to worship. When we touch and agree, hallelujah, there is nothing. There is nothing, hallelujah, that our God and will not do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we give you the glory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
My God.
Jesus.
We're at
Hallelujah.
The top of our people of God. Hallelujah. If you're just joining us, praise the Lamb, would like to join us. You can join us today, praise the Lamb of God, at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we lift up the name of Jesus here at Prophetic Truth, praise the Lamb of God, PSM Live. Oh, God, with prophetic perspectives. I am just so thankful to God for such a team of prophetic presbytia. Hallelujah. That we're surrounded by that have such a dedication and a commitment to God to set aside time and to come on the show daily and to be a part with us. They don't have to do that, people of God. And I thank God. I can't stop thanking God for such quality people who, praise the Lamb of God, want to share and want to be a part of the show. Hallelujah, every day. And really, this is a ministry. We call this a ministry, not a show. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
This is not entertainment. Hallelujah. Let me see here. We got a caller, and then we're going to get prepared to go to this lesson thing. Me and Prophet Dale are going to talk about this today. We're going to have fun with this. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Erico 985, get ready, Bertha. We're going to have fun with this one today. Erico 985, your mic is hot?
Yes.
Who's calling?
Shawan Cole.
All right. How you doing, daughter?
All right.
All right. And you're calling for what reason?
Well, my sister in Christ, Elder Moore, just got gave me your number, and right now I'm in a wheelchair. I had a tremendous surgery that they didn't think I would make it, but God is good, and He wasn't ready for me, and this happened twice. So right now I'm fighting to get out of this wheelchair because I'm only 41 years old and I still have a young child to raise. In my face.
And what were you diagnosed with?
I have rheumatoid arthritis.
You had that, you say, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you have to do is say, I don't have it no more.
I don't have it no more.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You're going to have to change because as long as you possess it, you will have it.
Okay.
Hello, light bulb. That's number one.
Amen.
As long as you possess it, you will have it. Hallelujah. And then
Hallelujah.
You're going to have the report of the Lord. My God, my God. Now, sweetheart, I'm not. Now, you called in for me to help you, right?
Yes.
All right, then I want to help you, but I don't know you. I've never been to your house. I've never been in your family. I don't know nothing. Praise the Lamb of God, except that the God
well,
was
my
revealed.
My mom was a Earth of Giles.
Your mom was what?
She was a part of your ministry, Earth of Giles.
Okay. All right. Praise God. That's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but what I want to talk to you about is, hallelujah, thank you, Father, about your history, praise the Lamb of God. Wow. Hallelujah. And if there is anything that's in your that has caused you hold on to some type of unforgiveness or grudge against anyone.
No,
I want you to
yeah,
go back. I want you to go back. Go all the
mm-hmm.
way in your childhood. Is there
okay.
anything
yeah,
that someone did?
That-
It has
family hurt, church hurt, husband hurt.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you, in order for healing to take place, I'm going to need you really to forgive them and let it go.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need you to forgive them. I'm going to need you to let them out of the prison of your mind and your heart and your spirit. And I'm going to need you, praise the Lamb of God, to ask God to forgive you for holding on to these grudges. Amen. Because we are like God. We're like the Lord Jesus at our best when we're able to forgive. When we forgive like him, then he will forgive us. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Then Jesus, after he teaches on the motto prayer, he says, if you do not forgive, then your Heavenly Father won't forgive you.
Okay.
A little light bulbs. And many of us suffer with a lot of stuff. I just went through this last week at the sanctuary. The Lord revealed some stuff that was going on with me that has crippled me praise the Lamb of God in so many ways, hallelujah, and has caused a spirit of infirmity to try to get a hold to me because of, praise the Lamb of God, some issues I had not dealt with, but they dealt with now. Praise the Lamb of God. They are dealt with. Feeling better every day. I'm feeling better every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I want you also, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want you to also, praise the Lamb of God, make a covenant with God that you will live for the Lord. Hallelujah. And that you're going to live by his word. Yeah. And that you're going to be able to testify to others about how good God has been and what a great thing God has done for you. Because I believe God's going to heal you. I believe you are the up person, as the word of God says, for the manifestation of God to be made known. You are the one today. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know why this anointing came over me, but I believe it came over me for you. Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe that. But if you can sincerely forgive and ask God to forgive you of your sins and your wrongs and thoughts or whatever, praise the Lamb of God and come on clean ground. I believe God can heal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bertha, Lamb of God, to pray with you now and to lead you in. You repeating after her, hallelujah, a prayer of repentance and a prayer to release all those people all the way back from the cradle to the cross, hallelujah, and then to ask forgiveness for yourself and then forgive yourself of whatever wrongs you have ever done, hallelujah. God is a forgiver. He loves you. Hallelujah. This is true repentance. Not only do we ask for forgiveness, but we turn from, hallelujah, we turn to God. We turn from it, and we turn to God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe today, praise the Lamb of God, that your healing is going to go forth. Come on, Bertha.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up Shanika Collins before you, oh God. God, I ask you now to forgive her as she comes to you with a heart of true repentance, oh God. Forgive her of past sins, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask you to forgive her of the past church hurts, the pain and the hurt of the husband, the pain and the hurt of the family members, oh God. God, I ask you now in the name of Jesus to cleanse her mind and her heart and her spirit in your blood, oh God. Wash her clean, Lord Jesus. Let these hurts that no longer affect her people. Father God, we ask you now, God, to release the healing bomb in her, the oil of the breaker to be break and destroy every yoke, every bondage that is holding her back from receiving the healing that you have for her, God. God, clear her eyes and her ears that she will no longer see the past, speak of the past, or hear the negative things of the past. God, let total and complete change take place in our body. God, you are a forgiving God. God, and I ask you to forgive her now. Father God, forgive her, God, if she has taken your Holy Communion, oh God, and have taken damnation upon her soul, and have brought this infirmity, oh God, because she did it without repenting, oh God. Forgive her, Lord. Forgive her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we demand the
in the name of Jesus. You have all the better than me. But hear me, Father, God. You have all the better than me. Your miracle, oh God. God, we put it down out of the atmosphere. And we ask you now to destroy, oh God, that infirmity of rheumatoid arthritis. God, you are the healer. And we ask you now to heal us, Jesus. God, we
are
the healer. To go back to the pit. We send a blessing on the heavenly place. In the name of Jesus, because I have forgiven you all of your sins, rest up and be healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we send it. In your Lord, oh God. Oh God, we bless you. And we praise you for healing now. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Hallelujah, God. Oh God, we love you.
Now, daughter, listen to me good. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. I want you to repeat after me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For this time.
For this time.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For the prayers of the saints.
For the prayers of the saints.
Father, I come.
Father, I come.
Asking for your mercy.
Asking for your mercy.
I ask you now.
I ask you now.
To forgive me.
To forgive me.
Of all sin.
Of all sin.
That I'm aware of.
That I'm aware of.
And that I'm not aware of.
And I'm not aware of.
Father, I forgive.
I forgive.
All those.
All those.
Who have wronged me.
Who have wronged me.
Father, I let them free. Oh, there
Father,
you are, God.
Well,
I'm
not going to
shed it at all. That I might be free.
That I might be free.
In the name of Jesus, daughter.
In the name of Jesus.
Rise up and walk, I say to you. Hallelujah.
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 I say rise up and walk in Jesus' name. I command the healing balm, hallelujah, to be upon you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Thank you. I heard the Lord clear say, tell her to rise up and walk. Hallelujah. For I command you in the name of to rise up and walk. Your sins are forgiven you. Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
And sin no more.
Yes.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God.
My goodness. Lord.
Thank you,
I feel the power of God here. I hope I ain't by myself.
Yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know you ain't by yourself.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My boy.
Bless
his
Thank
holy
you,
name.
Father God.
Bless.
Oh.
Bless. His holy name.
His holy name.
Hallelujah. There's nobody like God. Daughter, I can't wait to hear your testimony. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Well, truly, the hand of the Lord is upon you right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I want you to believe God and not. I want you to say these words. I am healed.
I am healed.
I'm being healed.
I am healed.
Being healed. And I shall be healed.
And I shall be healed.
Hallelujah. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
It is so. Because I owe God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is. Praise the Lamb. We give him praise, honor, and glory. We give him praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Forever, I knew. Ah, God. Thank you for a hearing heart, Father. Thank you so much that I hear you when you speak. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name.
Yes.
Bless your holy God. You're a wonderful God. You're a wonderful God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Got one more caller. Praise God. Then we're going to go into our lesson here. Praise God.
Yes,
Erico,
eight.
Bless his name.
Come on, through Holy Ghost.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, God is on this show.
Thank you, Jesus.
I go.
Hallelujah.
Erico 818.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Cammie. How are you, dear?
Praise God. I'm good. Just back to what I meant to hear one. I was just listening in, but not much to say. Just and thank God and thank you for your continued prayers.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless you, daughter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Bless you,
yes.
I'm so sorry. I could caught me off guard because I just was listening in, and I guess I must have accidentally hit the one button. But, yeah, thank God for you. I told you that before. So I continue to praise you for everything that you're doing. Yeah, that was very intense just earlier, so it kind of caught me. So thank you.
Yeah, praise, that was very intense. Praise the Lamb of God.
It
never ceases to amaze me how the power of God hits this show. And we all in different geographical locations, and we all can feel the power of God and his presence.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God through these ways. It's just awesome. But God told me that he was going to allow my hand to stretch to far places. Hallelujah. And I didn't know what he meant at that time. Across the waters, my hand would stretch and would reach. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, somebody came on the show and prophesied that to me in the early days of the show. Hallelujah. But now I understand. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Whew. Oh, my God. Cammie, the Lord told me to tell you, so I got to let it loose. Hallelujah. Our God. God said you're about to receive the bonus check.
Oh, hallelujah.
I don't know what that's about. But God,
thank you, Jesus.
Tell Cammie, he called your name.
Yes.
That she's about to receive the bonus check.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We give you praise.
Yes.
My God. I'm just saying what God said. That's what he said.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what he said. Praise the Lord. Woo! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Prophet Darrell, come get in this chair,
please.
Oh, the presence of the fire of God, the presence of the Lord, so strong in this room, in this stupid.
You're not going off the next week.
Oh, my God.
Talk.
What'd you say there, Prophet?
You ain't going to be able to do this lesson till next week. God is moving.
Yes.
He's moving. Ooh,
the Spirit of the Lord is here, my
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
My God, the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, is so strong. Yes, God, today, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory today, Father, for your presence, for your voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what,
I just heard the Lord said, if you would just continue to do what you do, just step back and let him do it. He said he is
hallelujah.
Working everything out in your favor.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It's at your fingertips, so said the Spirit of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God, bust your vest, girl. You just watch.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Yes, God, yes, God. Somebody else here, a prophet there, I don't know who it is, but there's something wrong with your foot. And this has been a problem, praise the Lamb of God. But God is straightening out even the bones in your foot. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, repairing the bones and the and that that's your foot that has been awkward and sometimes causes pain, praise the Lamb of God, and flares up on you. But God is going to take care of that. That's not gout, praise the Lamb of God. That's something that happened, praise the Lamb, some years ago, praise the Lamb of God. Looked like in your childhood you hurt your foot, praise the Lamb of God, and it was never corrected. Hallelujah. But God is correcting that for you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, honor, glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is just, oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I love you today, God. Thank you, Father. Ah, God, for allowing us sight to see. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. God that restores. You are the God that restores. El Shaddai, you are. Hallelujah, the many-breasted one. Ah, El Rapha. Ah, God. Yes, you are, Father. God, I heal up. God, my restorer. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. There's also so somebody on the show. You've been weeping, and God is about to restore, praise the Lamb of God, your marriage. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to restore your marriage. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He's breaking all of the chains. Praise the Lamb of God. He's breaking all of the chains. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes, he is, by his anointing. Hallelujah, by his presence, he's doing it, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, and I'm going to restore, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and bring that back together again in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, I heal. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Apostle?
Yes, God. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes. My God, boy, don't mess with me. Go here, prophet.
I want to tell you, the Lord just dropped this in my spirit.
Oh, God.
Someone is getting ready. so a major secret. Okay, Lord, all right. He said, tell you the exact amount. God said, God told me to tell you that someone is getting ready to sow $1,000 in your ministry.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, my God.
It's coming unknown. It's coming to an unknown person.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not only does he going to sow that $1,000 thing, but somebody's going to come, oh, my God, and they're just going to walk up and shake your hand. Hallelujah. And they're going to leave a good seed in your hand to where you're going to want a buck jump right there.
Oh, my God. That's the Lord on my soul. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
for your glory, Lord. For your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm
told and pulled out, Apostle. God is getting ready to restore back unto you good measure.
Hallelujah.
Pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. You know, I woke up this morning, praise the Lamb of God. I have an intercessor that God has placed in my life. I've never met this woman before or anything. Praise the Lamb of God. But she always sends me a message that's so on point. Hallelujah. And this is what she sent me today. The Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to do something mighty in your life. In the name that's above all names. That's all she said today. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you said what you said as a confirmation, praise the Lamb of God, Pharaoh. Hallelujah. It was as a confirmation to that word today that came to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I just praise God for the people of God and for your prayers, hallelujah, and for your love towards me. I am sincere in what I'm doing. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want everybody to know that this is not a game or a joke with me. It's not a gimmick. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it was, then you would know it because I have all types of gimmicks for you, but I don't do it that way. I just wait on God to speak, and I just say what he says, and I do what he tells me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, we should be celebrating another anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Another year has rolled around that we've been here, praise the Lamb of God, ministering to the people of God and building lives and teaching and imparting and doing what we do, praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something, people of God, it's not about the money. It's about his glory. I want to see the glory of the Lord so prevalent in the lives of believers until miracles, signs, and wonders is an everyday occurrence all day in the streets, on our jobs. I want people to be healed, praise the Lamb of God, in offices and in the malls. And I want people getting out of wheelchairs and in the grocery stores or wherever we meet them at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until the world recognizes that there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah. That's what I want to see. I want to see people running back to God on their face saying, truly, the Lord has done this thing. Praise the Lamb of God. If we could just believe the report, my God, my God, hallelujah. If we could just believe the report, praise God, that these signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. In my name, you'll cast out demons in my name. You'll heal the sick in my name. The dead will rise in my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing shall harm thee. Praise the Lamb of God. My God in heaven, I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to see it. Praise the Lord. My goodness, my goodness. Prophet Dell, maybe we can get 30 minutes in. You think? I think we can. I think we can get 30 minutes of good teaching in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Get your Bibles, people of God. Turn to 1 Samuel 18 chapter. Oh, my goodness. Well, we get to the 10th verse, I think, yesterday. Praise the Lamb. Yeah, we got around to the 9th verse there. And Saul eyed David from that day forward. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Praise the Lamb of God. And we was talking about the favor of God. Hallelujah. How the favor of God causes us to have to, praise the Lamb of God, design our life, so to speak. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Redesign, refashion our life. Praise the Lamb of God. Reposition us. And how, praise the Lamb of God, we must be ready, hallelujah, to do what is necessary in order, praise the Lamb of God, to walk in this favor, to walk in this grace. Praise the Lord. I hope y'all hearing me good today, because I shared with you yesterday, many of us are on the threshold of the manifest promises of God. Hallelujah, but you got to know how to handle your promise. Praise the Lamb of God. You must know how to handle your promise. You must know, hallelujah, how to walk wisely, as it said David did. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to say it again as we read here. So David has come through a lot. Him and Jonathan has partnered in a covenant relationship. Praise the Lamb of God. He's envied of Saul because David killed Goliath, and then he's going out to battle. He's winning these battles, and he comes into the city and with King Saul, and they're singing. The women are singing, and they're playing instruments, and they're giving praise, saying, Saul has killed his thousand, but David his tens of thousands. And from that day, praise the Lamb of God, Saul, eyed David, praise the Lamb of God, according to the 9th verse. He eyed him. He was watching him. He had him under scrutiny, and it was an envious, jealous eye, praise the Lamb of God, that he had upon him because of the favor of God that was on his life. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see some interesting stuff here as we go into verse 10 and a few of the following. Look what verse 10 says. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit of God came upon Saul. Now, if you're moving around and stuff, just mute your phone so we won't hear your background noise. That the evil spirit from God came upon Saul. Watch this. And he prophesied in the midst of the house. Oh, my goodness gracious. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon King Saul. God sent the tormentor. Praise the Lamb of God. And what this was something like an epileptic fit that the king would have, praise the Lamb of God, on that level, hallelujah, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. Now, this is not uncommon in the days of Samuel, praise the Lamb of God, who is the prophet during this era, for people to be prophesying, praise the Lamb of God, around Israel, praise around Ramah, and other places of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he prophesied in the midst of the house. Now, you notice it does not tell us what he prophesied about. It does not tell us what he prophesied about. But I can guarantee you it has something to do with David. I can guarantee you that. It has something to do with David. Watch this. And David played his harp with his hands. That's That's what that means. Praise the Lamb of God. As at other times, praise the Lord, this calm, that spirit that was on David, that was on Saul. Hallelujah. Do you know God will cause your enemy to have issues that only you can remedy?
Jesus.
Do you know God will let your enemy have problems that the only way he can get them solved, he got to come by you?
Wow.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
That he'll make your enemies your footstool, that they have to come by you to get peace. Yet they despise you. And when David played his harp, it calmed the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, see, a lot of you don't understand how favor works. But favor ain't something you just go to the store and walk out with, you know, more than you went in there to get, and all that money coming to you and people doing stuff. Yeah, that's some good favor. Praise the Lamb of God. But great favor works on your enemies. Hello, light bulbs. When you have great favor in your life, praise the Lamb of God, it causes your enemies to be at peace with you. When you have great favor on your life, it causes that table to be prepared for you in the presence of your enemy. When you have great favor on your life, praise the Lamb of God, your enemies can't do you no harm, even though they try.
Jesus.
Watch this now. Watch this word. Watch this word. And David played with his hands as at other time, and that was a javelin or a spear in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the spear, for he said, I will smite David, meaning I'm going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the wall with it. In other words, I'm going to throw this spear with such strength, it's going to go through David and pin him to the wall. And David avoided out of his presence twice. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, he threw it twice at him and missed.
Wow.
Yes.
He couldn't kill him.
Mm-mm.
He couldn't get to him. That's how strong envy is. That's how strong hatred is.
Mm-hmm.
That's how strong jealousy is, people of God.
Yes.
You better know it. That when you're highly favored, there's high jealousy on you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're highly favored, you better understand that somebody is eyeing you, and there's enough evil in them to want to take you out.
Jeez.
Hello, light bulb. Yeah. And David is dancing with destiny here. Now, you remember now, Saul done pulled the oil on his head. He know he the king of Israel. He know God done brought him to the kingdom for such a time as this so he could learn and prepare himself for what God wants him to do. But it's a dangerous assignment. But it's a dangerous assignment. Hallelujah. And sometimes favor will carry you into dangerous waters. And you'll be sitting there thinking, why is all this going on and I'm favored? Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. This is going to help you out. A lot of women, I know y'all going to grab this and run with it. Do you remember when Gabriel showed up to tell Mary that she was going to have the baby Jesus? Do you know what he said to her?
Woo, you are blessed and highly favored.
He said, Exactly. You are blessed and highly favored amongst women.
That's right. Why do you fuck women?
And then he says, watch this. Then he says, but a dagger will pierce your heart. You better read it. He says, you're highly favored above women.
Yes, sir.
But a dagger shall pierce your heart. There's a pain go with favor.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
Okay. See? Everybody think when favor come on you, it's just going to be green. Oh, no, you're going to catch some hell because the favor on you. You're going to go through something for God because the favor is on you. Hallelujah.
You teach today, Papa. You teaching the book today.
That's why this kind of favor ain't on everybody because everybody can't handle it. Some people are crack up, break down, roll over, kick, cry, play in the mud, give up, throw up their hands, and commit suicide.
Mm-mm-mm.
You have to know that when the favor is on you, when God is taking you to your promised destination,
Jesus,
that you got to be armored up, prayed up, and ready for the devil.
Jesus.
Because he's coming.
He's
coming in a strong way. What greater position could the enemy come at David but the king of Israel? The king came after him.
Come on.
Watch this. Boy, I want you to see this thing. Boy, this is, man, this is mind-boggling. Here, watch this 12th verse. And Saul was afraid of David. Watch this. Because the Lord was with him. Woo! You know what Saul said? Saul said, I've been throwing spears all my life. And I ain't never missed nobody twice. He, that dude was standing right there. I threw it straight at him and missed him. Then he stood still again, playing that harp, and I threw it and missed him. And now he gone. The Lord is with this guy.
Yes, he is.
Did you read what the verse 12 said? And Saul, the king, was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. Let me tell you something, people of God. The Spirit of the Lord has departed from some people and is now upon you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Okay,
Jesus.
Woo! Glory to God.
Now all of us been hearing this, that the people on the stage is coming down and new people going up. The Spirit of the Lord has departed off them.
That's right.
That's right.
And they don't have a grace on the stage no more.
Jesus.
And that anointing is on somebody else now.
Hallelujah.
But some of them want to stay there because it's a popular position.
That's it.
Some of them want to stay there because it's a prestigious position.
Jesus.
Some of them want to stay there because it's a prosperous position.
Yes, God.
Oh, y'all better listen to the prophet today. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to throw you under the bus, me under the bus, and anybody else that stands in their way of trying to maintain their position.
Mm.
But God has redirected.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody's going to get happy in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He is taking the anointing off of them.
Yes, he is.
Now, I'm going to tell you what my pastor would say. He fired them. They misused and abused the anointings.
Jesus.
Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I'll say it again.
Yeah.
They have misused and abused the anointing of the Lord.
Jesus.
And God has called for an end.
Yes, he
has. Thank you, Father.
They have built their kingdoms inside of God's kingdom.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. They have attempted to build a kingdom inside of God's kingdom and usurp the will of God.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes,
Jesus told his disciples when they asked him, what you going to do about a kingdom? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. They looked at him like he was crazy. What he was telling them is, I sit in the throne of my Father. And I'm not going to establish another kingdom inside of my Father's kingdom. Why would I do that when I already have a kingdom? If God
Amen.
Is my Father, what do I need a kingdom for?
Amen.
Hello, light bulbs. I got a kingdom.
Tell
Amen.
The truth. Tell the truth.
Jesus.
Because I sit in the throne with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I don't need to establish nothing. I work
Amen.
In my Father's business. But you got
Jesus.
Those who want to establish their own little kingdom.
That's right.
And get recognition for it.
Yeah.
And it's right before their faces.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hello, light bulb. They got position with no power.
That's it right there.
They have no power because it's been short circuit. The Spirit of the Lord, the glory of the Lord has departed. Do you know what that is called? Ichabod.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
Oh. Thank you,
they ain't gonna like me. You tell them to listen to this. This is a powerful little 30 minutes here. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. But it's right there. I didn't write the Bible. You all read this with me.
That's right.
It says, and Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul.
That's what the word said.
It said it right
That's
there. And I tell
That's
you,
Lord.
When you stand up, and you get the mic, they can see the glory on you. They
oh,
can
yes,
hear it
God.
In your voice. I've been telling my
yes,
members
Lord.
This for years. That's why the folk at work don't like you. They see the glory on your face.
My God.
That's why your neighbor don't speak to you. They see the presence.
Yes, Lord.
The only one don't know you got it.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulb. But when God has anointed you, praise the Lamb of God. In this season, people, I hope y'all wake up. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, ding, ding.
Jesus.
You dropping the bomb today, Apostle.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God has favored you and has disfavored somebody else. I will push down one and raise up another. That's the word of God.
Yes, he will. Yes,
hallelujah.
He will.
Yes.
That's how he works. Yes, Lord.
That's how he works. I'll pull down one and I'll raise up another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sent you to do my will and you start doing yours.
That's right.
I gave you favor. I gave open doors for you. I made provision for you. I did everything for you. So you could be a blessing to others. And you became greedy and selfish
Jesus.
And self-centered,
yes.
Pridish
yes.
and arrogant.
Yes,
Jesus.
He parted from you and you have not heard my voice because I have not
God.
Spoken to you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You are as one that's in rebellion to me.
Wow.
And
God.
Everything that's around you looking like witchcraft.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
He's the word. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Okay. Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If I was walking with Jesus, I'd get off this show. Praise the Lamb. If I didn't believe the word of God, I'd get off this show. Because I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to see some kingdoms crumble right before your very eyes. Praise the Lamb of God. Takeover's coming. It's some divine takeover's coming because God is favoring, praise the Lamb of God, people who are humble and submissive and want the glory of the Lord to cover the earth as the water does the sea. It ain't about you. Not about
That's
you.
Right. That's
when
right.
you think it's about Jesus. You, you have become a fool.
Yes. Jesus.
You're a pawn in the devil's hand when you think it's about you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Woo!
Glory
okay.
to your name.
I ain't going to get no offerings today. I know that. It's all right. It's all right.
All
praise
right.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'll wait till the ravens bring me my bread and meat. Hallelujah. Let me see.
The
prophet Daryl the brook cheereth and wait on the ravens to the brook. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell the truth. Therefore, verse 13. I ain't got too much time. Saul removed him from him.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. And made him his captain over 1,000. Well, can I just take a moment to tell you what he did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
He
yeah.
couldn't stand his anointing. It wasn't David that he couldn't stand.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't stand the glory that was on him.
That's right.
He couldn't stand the anointing that was on him. David's swag was in the spirit. David was moving with the hand of the Lord upon him. You ain't saw no swag like that. Boy, when the hand of the Lord is upon you, David, everything that came out of his mouth was words of wisdom.
Jesus.
Everything he did, he was doing it under the anointing of God. He could not fail. Watch what this says. Watch what this says. Watch it now. It says, therefore Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000. I told you, you always keep your enemy close to you. Saul just put him at a distance. So now I can watch him. Watch this. And I can set him up. Watch this. And he went out and came in before the people, and David behaved himself, here it is again, wisely.
Yes.
I can't overemphasize the word wisely.
Yes.
All his ways. He wasn't sucking in the popularity. He wasn't believing the press. He wasn't doing stupid stuff.
Lord
he
God.
Wasn't dropping his guards. Watch this. The last words of verse 14. And the Lord was with him. Woo! And it says, and the Lord
was
with him.
Jesus.
Did y'all read that? Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Here's twice. Fear comes. When you know how to handle yourself, they get scared of you. They get scared of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When they know God with you, they get scared of you.
Yes, they do.
Light bulbs. Now, Saul had already signed his own death warrant for throwing this for throwing that spear at David.
Yes.
Y'all do know that, don't you? He signed his death warrant.
Yeah.
God's going to kill him because he tried to kill his anoint.
Right.
Okay. Let me just help somebody here. I see the lines lighting up. I see them lighting up. Let me just help somebody here. You cannot go against the anoint of God. Let me tell you why. Because everybody don't understand this. I want to give you this right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot go against the anoint of God because it's not his anointing that you're going against. You're going against the anointing of God.
That's right.
You think you're going against the person. And you're going against the will, the way, and the anointing of God that he has placed on the person.
Lord Jesus.
You're a fool.
Yes,
and your arms too short to box with God.
Amen.
Hello, light buzz.
That's
true.
You are boo-boo the fool. Because you think and you have thought that you could handle God's anoint any way you wanted to. And really, you have gone against God.
Yes.
And you are unaware of it. Boy, I'm just going to finish this a little bit. I'm going to leave y'all alone. But all Israel, verse 16, and Judah loved David. Y'all don't understand what that means. All Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. Watch this. The people are supposed to love the king.
That's right.
They didn't love Saul.
Wow.
They loved David.
Right.
Because God turned their heart.
Mm-hmm.
God turned the whole kingdom's heart towards a man who was a shepherd boy. And now it was placed over 1,000 men. And God given him such favor. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, we'll get back into it tomorrow. We'll get back into it tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody try to get in. Let me see. I think this is Margie. Praise the Lamb. Hello, 985 Eric Code.
Hello, Prophet. Hi, everyone on the line.
I'm sorry, Margie. I was in my teaching mode. You got about 2 minutes.
No, that was good. I needed you to stay there. I just wanted to be in the queue to say high alert. You have given us a high alert. God gave me those earlier this week. He said, I'm putting intercessors on high alert.
Yeah.
My God.
We have to get on high alert,
people. Because the change is on the horizon. Praise the Lamb of God. I got one more caller here. Let me see this. Error code 757. Error code 757.
John Lowe.
Yes. Hey, John, how you doing, man?
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed of God. You got 1 minute.
Yes,
you better talk.
Yes, sir. Everything you just said is right in line, and God has been dealing with me concerning people treating his anointed any kind of way.
So everything you said
are right in line.
Hallelujah, boy. Oh.
He's here. He's here to see about his people.
Woo! My God.
He's here to see about it. He's here to see about his people.
And there's a lot of people in trouble.
Yes, sir.
And some of them look like God. Some of them got collars, cords, and shirts on.
Woo-hoo.
They look like God's team. And they are in trouble.
Yes, sir.
For mistreating the people of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, our anointing ain't about a shirt or a collar or a cord or a chain.
Exactly.
Anointing don't flow in that.
Say it again,
it
Apostle.
Can, but it doesn't.
Say it again, Apostle.
Anointing is on a person.
Right.
Not on a cord, a chain, or a collar.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, light bulb.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Woo! I thank God. Amazing grace. Those of you who would like to sow seeds today, Ken at PSMINL.org. Praise the Lamb of God, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International. If you want to buy some material, it's there, the oil, the water, everything is there for you. The books, the manuals, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I love you guys. I love you guys. And I'm going to teach you the truth, whether it hurts me, praise the Lamb of God, or anybody else. I'm going to tell you what thus says the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We're going out with Shayna again today. She said,
come on, you can clap. Come on. Come on, do it.